pressing domestic matter, taxes. California has just launched a pilot program to make paying state taxes less of a chore, at least for some people. There is one catch. The government does the figuring for you. Here's Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.
It's that time of year again. Your mailbox is beginning to jam with W-2 forms or 1099 forms and a bunch of other statements, all in small print and incomprehensible language. A lot of us will feel frustrated and turn to a professional tax preparer. The IRS is already offering technology to ease the process.
E-file. Get your refund in half the time. Even track your refund. E-file or tell your tax preparer to do it for you.
But for people picked by the state of California to participate in a new project called Ready Return, there's a third option. State Controller Steve Westley also heads the Franchise Tax Board, and last year he threw down the gauntlet to his staff.
I was challenging the staff at the Franchise Tax Board with a simple proposition, and that is California, Silicon Valley leads the world in technology. How can we better use technology to serve the people of the state?
The staff's answer? Let the government help taxpayers who have uncomplicated tax forms by figuring out what they owe or are owed. People with no deductions could just read, sign, and send. The idea appealed to Westley immediately.
We know that most people think filling out their tax returns is about as much fun as having a root canal. And if we can make it easier for people, we think that'd be a net plus.
And while that might be an enticing idea to some taxpayers, it may worry others, such as Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform.
That is what has happened in many European countries, where the government sends you a bill, and then if you want, you can contest it. But before the government can send you a bill, they now have to know everything about your economic life.
The fact of the matter is the government already has lots of information relevant for your taxes.
Stanford University law professor Joseph Bankman specializes in tax law and has worked with the state to get Ready Returns up and running. He says if you don't have deductions, your employer has already given standard tax information to the state via those W-2s and 1099s. Bankman says the 50,000 state residents who have received the Ready Return forms should look at them like another statement with which they're familiar.
It's a little like your visa bill. The visa people don't send you a blank piece of paper each month and say, you guess. They say, here's what's in our computer, and then you double-check it.
And like the visa statement, if the tax bill is wrong, Ready Return participants can appeal. In any case, says State Controller Steve Westley, we're talking a sliver of the total taxpaying population. Only 20% of all California taxpayers don't take some sort of deduction, and only a fraction of these people are involved in the pilot program.
For 80% of Californians, they have complex returns. There's many questions. There's many forms. We're not talking about those people.
Maybe not at the moment, says Grover Norquist. But even the pilot program is, for him, the beginning of a slippery slope.
It is not a silver bullet to have the government do your taxes for you. That just makes the government looking over your shoulder during every economic decision of your life.
Maybe better that, though, than being chaired to your desk for what feels like the rest of your life figuring your taxes. Beyond that, State Controller Steve Westley is hoping that Ready Returns will result in a more fair tax system, even for people who aren't eligible for it. And he's hoping the ease of his pilot project will coax some of the state's 100,000 people who don't currently pay their taxes, for various reasons, back into the fold.
If we can bring even a quarter of these people back into the tax system, hey, let's not even think about cutting another school program or raising taxes if we can get people back onto the tax rolls to pay their fair share.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.